Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message. Did you bring your Bibles? Let's all stand as we open up the book of Romans chapter 10. And we're going to read together 10 through 17. And allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this awesome day. We thank you for this time of worship and praise unto you. And Father, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, Jesus, Give Me Ears to Hear. Give me ears to hear. As you can see, I found this little clip on a person is having his hand by his ear. He who has ears, let him hear. Well, it's throughout the book of Revelation. He who has ears, let him hear. And this is why I open up in prayer before a message. Why? Because I don't want you to hear me. I want you to hear the Holy Spirit. Amen. Can I get amen? It's the voice behind the voice. And it's his voice behind my voice. As I push it out, he's right there with it, pushing it out. Can I get amen? Yes. And so don't listen to me. Listen to what God is saying to you. Amen? So are we there? Romans chapter 10? All right. Let's all read together verses 10 and 17, and then we can be seated. And it reads, For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, Whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Verse 12. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Say that with me again. Shall be saved. And how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Verse 15. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who being glad bring tidings of good things, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So this last key verse is key in verse 17. So then let faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing the word of God. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearer and reader of his word. You may be seated. I impose a question on us this morning. It's right up here. Would you read the Bible more if you could understand it better? Now, there are hundreds of translations. I was at my brother's house the other day, and he got a beautiful Bible. And I forget who was the translator, but I looked at several key verses, and they were missing. So one of the Bibles that you can trust is the King James and the New King James. But the Living Bible, the NLT, all these, there are over 150 scriptures missing. And so I want to know everything that God has written for us for thousands of years that have been preserved in God's word for you and I. Can I get amen? So saying sometimes our comprehension is hindered by reading a passage too quickly. A lot of times it could go boom right over our head. At other times, saints, especially when reading narratives, we could assume that since we already knew the story, there isn't anything else to learn for that passage. I'm here to let you know. There are many times you have read that same passage over and over, but today it says something else. Why? Because the word of God is alive, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to go down into the bone and marrow of the bone. Man, it goes deep. The word cuts and goes deep. Can I get amen? Amen. On the other hand, if we read the word seeking to know what God is saying and how he would have us apply it, scripture becomes rich and meaningful. And so by seeing how the Lord interacted with Moses, we're gonna go back and look at Moses again like we did last week. Remember about the burning bush? We can gain a better understanding of how we are to listen to God when he speaks through us through his word and by his spirit. And so sometimes, not always, but sometimes when he speaks, sometimes it could be a surprise. You see, the Bible is clear that our ways are not his ways. His ways are higher than our ways. Can I get amen? And so I'd rather follow Jesus and hear from him, because the Bible says the way of a man is the way of death, but the way of God is eternal life. So I'd rather listen to the author that has given eternal life. Can I get amen? And so by seeing how the Lord interacted with Moses, we see that sometimes it was a surprise. That burning bush was a surprise. While he was pastoring the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, he noticed a burning bush and was surprised that it was not consumed. Just imagine these fires that are taking place right now. And just imagine if they were lit, but they weren't consuming anything and they weren't hot. I think that would really freak out someone, wouldn't it? Well, there was a burning bush, and he came, and God drew him close to it, and it didn't consume him. However, an even more astonishing thing happened. Let's look at Exodus right up here. Now, Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of the bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not what? Consumed. Verse 3. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. He said, here am I. Just imagine, there's a bush in your backyard burning, not being consumed, and then all of a sudden, God's calling your name. But wouldn't that be a surprise? For some of you, you guys would just backpedal and sprint. You'd be gone. But Moses, he saw the fire on the mountain, and he was intrigued. He had to go and see for himself. Amen? So in a similar way, you and I may be surprised when God unexpectedly applies something in the passage that we're reading directly to our hearts. And when we weren't looking for it, but his spirit, the Holy Spirit, opened our eyes to see what he wanted us to understand, now instead of a surprise, it becomes personal. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You know we serve a personal God. Aren't you so blessed that you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? By God's grace, this past weekend, yesterday, we baptized a brother at my brother's pool. Amen. And all his life, he had all kinds of different idols in his life. Hallelujah. But there was only one God that could speak. All of them were deaf, dumb, and mute. That's right. But the one that spoke to him gave him ears to hear and eyes to see. It quickened him. He came alive unto God. And then finally he surrendered and he was baptized. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, Brother Angel worked with him for how many years? 20 at least at Roar. And he knows... Brother Angels knows the idols he used to be involved in. But God delivered him. God spoke and God delivered. Listen, God only has to speak one time and you'll be delivered. Can I get amen? Amen. Thank you, God. And so after getting his attention with the burning bush, God gave Moses a personal message, and it's right here. Come now, therefore, I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people. You got to remember, he's about 80 years old now. And he ran from Pharaoh. He ran from Egypt. Why? For killing the Egyptian. So he thought he's just going to die out there with his family. Uh-uh. God spoke to him personally. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh. What? Send me back to the man that wants to kill me? It became personal. It became a challenge. There are times where God will challenge you, and you need to walk in faith. Can I get amen? It may look bleak. It may look like, wow, I don't know about this, God. And God say, just walk by faith and not by sight. Can I get amen? He says, I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And so, saints, we ought to read the Bible with an awareness that the Lord is speaking personally to us through his word, which is always timely and relevant. We don't serve, can I get an amen, an ancient God that is dead. No, we serve a living God. Can I get amen? He's alive and well. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, God. And what he did then, he can do today. Can I get amen? That's right. Some of us forgot what he did. I'm here to let you know. Remember what he has done for you. Amen. So saints, we ought to read the Bible with an awareness that the Lord is speaking personally to us through his word and by his spirit, which is always timely. Can I get amen? And let me just say this. When he speaks to you and I, it's specific. He doesn't have you wondering, I think this is what he's saying. No, he speaks to us directly, and it is specific. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. See, God knows your path that he has chosen for you. And he will speak to you differently than he speaks to me or to your brother or to your sister. It's tailor-made for you. Can I get amen? So God's instructions to Moses were not general, but very, very specific. He had a particular mission for Moses to accomplish. You and I may bring that he would tell him, you will bring my people, the children, out of Egypt that has been in bondage for 400 years. My goodness. Let me just say this. For 6,000 years, man has been in bondage to sin. That's why Jesus had to come. Can I get amen? See, this was a type and shadow. When they were freed from the bondage of the tyranny and from Egypt, Egypt was a harsh and cruel Pharaoh. That was a type and a shadow to come that Jesus would free us from our bondage and our sin. Can I get amen? And so God's instructions to Moses, it wasn't general, but very specific. But it came to do a purpose. And so even though Moses was saying, man, I got to go back to Pharaoh and I got to do this, God said it was an encouragement. How was it encouraging? Because he told him, not only am I sending you back to him, but I'm sending you back to free my people. So that should be an encouragement. Hallelujah. When John the Baptist saw Jesus, his cousin, he said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. At that moment, when John spoke that word, it was an encouragement to all the believers that were there. And it was a witness to even the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes that were there mocking the things of John the Baptist. But John said, that is the Lamb of God who will take away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. God is in total control of all time, space, all generations. Can I get amen? And right now, the time that we live in, God is in full control. Even though there's gross darkness, the Bible says that the lights of men and women shall grow brighter that are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to believe God for that. Believe God for that. So it was a word of encouragement. The Lord encouraged Moses by saying, I will send you to Pharaoh. And I know his heart probably started beating twice as fast. Oh, the Pharaoh. Yes. This was God's plan. And he would accomplish it. Can I get amen? We read the story now. I mean, this is thousands of years ago. But at that time, Moses was challenged. And I want you to be encouraged this morning, because God will challenge you in your faith no differently. Can I get amen? But you got to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Jesus will direct your path. So this was God's plan, and he would accomplish it totally. Case closed. Scripture is filled with encouragement for challenging times of sickness, difficulty, pain, and sorrow if we listen and believe and trust in the Lord. Why? Because when we read about the things of God and how he speaks to us, then sometimes they could be very serious. Listen, you know that old saying or that commercial, when E.F. Hutton speaks, everyone listens. Listen, when God speaks to us, we better listen. Can I get an amen? Why? Because when he speaks, it could be very serious. Can I get an amen? Last week, we prayed for a brother. I don't see him here today. He came up to the altar last week, and I'm believing God that God's going to deliver him from lung cancer. Can I get an amen? I don't care what the doctor saw. They can see five or six masses. Hallelujah. Well, we need to send those masses back where they come from. Can I get an amen? And believe that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. That the prayer of faith and righteousness would move mountains. Can I get amen? God has given us the authority to lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. How many still believe that God heals? Come on, you got to believe God will heal Marlo. His name is Marlo. And to him, it was a serious matter. Can I get an amen? But God spoke to him. We prayed for him. God said, you're not going to die. You're going to live. Now trust in God. Trust in God. We must realize, saints, that reading God's word is serious business. Can I get an amen? The Lord wants us to give him our full attention and understand what he is saying. If we cooperate in this process, we can be confident that he will guide us through life. Can I get amen? I'd rather be guided by God than be guided by my own conscience and my own self. You know what? My own mind is corrupt. I want the righteousness of Christ to lead me. Can I get amen? My choices sometimes don't work, but his choice and his plan never fails. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. So if we cooperate in this process, saints, we can be confident that he will guide us through life. This is why we should be serious. Can I get an amen? Listen, this is how serious, and this is how you and I, we should be able to have confidence when God speaks to us. God will never leave us astray. He will never lead us in an opposite direction. When you understand what he knows about us, that he is the creator and the maker of who you and I are, then I will give him my full attention. Can I get amen? Well, God gave King David insight, and David wrote this. Look what he wrote. This is why we need to take our walk serious and read his word and know that, okay, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Psalm 139:13, for you form my inward parts. What? He formed our inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Listen, God didn't make a mistake when he made you. Can I get amen? Amen. You guys are perfectly and wonderfully made in his image. Don't let the devil lie to you. Just because you're getting maybe a little gray or older and you look in the mirror and go, man, I still look, I'm 18. No. Listen. Let your beauty and your age continually be beautiful, because he didn't make a mistake with you. Can I get amen? Yes. You are wonderfully made in his sight. Marvelous are your works. that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you. And when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. My. God, I want you to know this, saints, that God loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. And let me just say this. He knows every need. He knows every affliction. He knows every traumatic thing that has happened in your life that sometimes still haunts you till this day. I'm here to let you know that God can deliver you today from all that. Can I get an amen? And give you a greater hope, knowing that he's the one that created you. And if he created you, he knows how to fix you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Look at what it says here in verse 16. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet not unformed. Man, he knew you before you were conceived into your mommy's womb. He knew you already. Look at this. And in your book, they were all written. The days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious are also your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still but with you. God is always with you. The moment he spoke your name in heaven, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, he already knew you. And he knows what you're going through. And nothing's too hard for God. Can I get amen? But see, because we live in a fallen world, now God is just saying, have faith, have trust, and believe. You see, faith, trust, and believe is the opposite of doubt and unbelief. That is the enemy to God, is doubt and unbelief. You got to believe that he formed you. You got to believe that you're wonderfully made. You got to believe that by his stripes we are healed. Can I get an amen? You got to believe that. Know that it's written already. And then when God speaks to you through the word or through his spirit, then it becomes a command. It's a commandment. It's not where you waffle. Oh, well, I don't know. That might a little be too hard, God. No. Trust him when he's saying, walk with me. Can I get amen? I tell you, the toughest thing where God commands us in our word, it's the toughest thing that known to mankind here on earth, is to forgive a brother and a sister. Even if they've done wrong to you, no matter what they've done, God says, forgive them. Love them. You know why? Because they're infraction, they probably forgot all about it, and we're walking around still grieved in our heart. But when you learn to forgive that person, God sets you free. Hallelujah. And then the blood pressure, and then the diabetes, and all these other things that somehow crept in. Hallelujah. Then God will start healing your body. Why? Because he wants you to get that callous thing out first. My goodness. The command to love one another like he has loved us. Learn to love your brother. Lift them up in prayer. Go to them and pray for them. Go make hospital visits. Can I get an amen? When's the last time you knocked on your neighbor's door? Hey, listen. Do you know who Jesus is? Come on. Let me take you and show you a man that set me free. Come on. It's a door opener. Let someone know. It's a command. Now, after hearing the Lord's command, Moses initially objected. He said, well, wait, because it went against the grain. It went against his mindset. His mindset was, Pharaoh wants to kill me. And so when you try to go forgive that person, oh, I know, they're going to just blah, 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 blah. And you get scared of it. Oh, just imagine, he was scared to go to Pharaoh. But God is saying, go. Go, I will be with you. I will be with you. Look what it says here in Exodus. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? Who am I? Because come on, there were millions of Egyptians, right? And all of the Hebrews were in bondage. It didn't make any sense. Let me just say this. God will not give you right away the insight that it makes sense. He's saying, walk in faith with me, and I'll show you great and mighty things. And so all he could see were the obstacles to obeying him. God expects us to obey even when we feel inadequate. Can I get amen? That's right. Look at this. The word of God says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. When we're walking by faith, I'm telling you, I don't care how big that mountain is in front of you, you'll be able to move it. That's right. God is saying all you need is to have the faith the size of a mustard seed. Now, I've been to Israel a couple of times, and I know how small a mustard seed is, but guess what? It's smaller than a pulga. Okay, so some of you don't know what a pulga is, huh? A pulga is a flea. But that little tiny seed can grow into a huge giant tree. So God is saying, have faith that size and watch me move that mountain in your life. Hallelujah. How many of you can honestly say right now, there's mountains in your life? Okay, praise God. Love that brother back there. He says, yeah, there's a mountain in my life right now. I believe there's mountain in all of our lives. Can I get amen? Even if they're little hills, they're still in your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. But look at this. Look what Peter said. Peter said, or the book of Acts. But Peter and the apostles answered, we must what? Obey what? God rather than men. Thank you, God. If you're going to receive your healing, you're going to receive the things from God. God is saying, believe in God. Forget about what the doctor said. Thank God for doctors. I have nothing against doctors. You know why? When you go visit your doctor and on his door, it says MD practitioner, okay? That's just what it is. He's just practicing on you. That's what a practitioner is. All he's doing is studying and just, I think this is what you need. So take these, right? But he did not form your inward parts. Can I get an amen? So go to your practitioner and let him see all the things he's been practicing on you. But then you take those things and here, God, this is what he says, but I'm going to believe what you said about me. Can I get an amen? The Bible says, believe the report of the Lord, for the report of the Lord is good. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Man, we serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, we serve a mighty, mighty, mighty God. Thank you, Lord. And then when God speaks, it becomes a word that's inescapable. In other words, you can't flee from that word. Once he gives you that word, you can't run from it. You got to receive it now. Say, okay, God, this is for me. This is for me, God. I'm going to believe your word. Thank you, God. How many believe God's word? Huh? Although we may think of all sorts of reasons why we cannot do what God wants, his commands are indisputable. Can I get amen? Let me ask you this. I know that there's a ton of denominations in this society that we live in around the world. But one thing is certain for the born-again believer. How many believe that we are sealed until the day of redemption by the blood of the Lamb? Can I get amen? This is why our beloved sister gave us this. Because the work of the cross, it is what? Finished once and for all. We're here because it is finished. 2,000 years when he died and he rose again. Can I get amen? And so we must believe. Hallelujah, that we are sealed until the day of redemption. And if we're sealed until the day of redemption, then that is our guarantee. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Okay, I got some word right up here to prove it. Look at Ephesians. Having made known to us the mystery of us. This was all a mystery. When I was a kid, we had the biggest Bible probably in the block. It was probably about this big and that big. And it was on our coffee table. And we were told not to read it. Oh, yeah, it had coffee stains and everything on it. So it was a mystery to us. I remember my oldest sister. I remember one day, I was like maybe 7 years old, and I opened it up, and she slammed it. She goes, "Don't read that." I go, "Why?" She said, "God is mad at us." I never read it again until I got saved at the age of 30. Yeah, it was a spirit of fear that came upon me. I'm not reading that. But when I started reading, I found out that he loves me. That he came to the cross to die for me. He came to save you and to set you free. Can I get an amen? Amen. To give you a hope, a lively hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. So now it was a mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ. Look around right now in this room. He has gathered us. This is the fullness of time now, 2,000 years later from the cross. He has gathered us. Why? Hallelujah, that we would be one in Christ. One in the Savior. Hallelujah. There's no more color. There's no more ethnicity. There's only one blood. Hallelujah. And that blood, hallelujah, is the blood of Jesus. Can I get an amen? That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are here in earth. Wow, look at that. And we're not in heaven yet. Can I get an amen? Look at this. It says, in him also we have obtained an inheritance. What? Listen, maybe some of you don't have a trust or a will. That's okay. But our Heavenly Father has grafted us in by faith. And now everything that Christ has been given to the church. Can I get an amen? We are rich in Christ. Listen, you may have $10 in your wallet. Okay, I get that. But guess what? You are walking in royalty. You're washed in the blood. You're a child of the Most High God. Look at this. Being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So when the Holy Ghost came upon you, that was the seal that cannot be unsealed. Can I get amen? I don't care what your religious organization said. When God said, I have sealed you, hallelujah, it's a done deal. Take it to the bank. Oh, well, you failed here and you did this and did not. You know what? You go back to the word and say, God said, I am sealed until the day of redemption. Hallelujah. Can I get amen? Look at that. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance? What? Man, after you buy something at Walmart, 30 days later, you can't go back. They say, no, I'm sorry. The guarantee's over. Yeah, I'm sorry. You just got to live with the broken thing. God says we are guaranteed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The fullness of the inheritance of God. Man, how many can't wait for the new body? Come, you know this body's failing us. Can I get an amen? This body's failing us. But the new one, hallelujah, thank you, God, will live forever. No more pain, no more diabetes, no more cancer, no more death, no more hell. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah, thank you, God. I can't wait to get my new body. I know, how many can't wait for your new body? Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. I've been asking God, I go, God, I know you're tailor-making everyone's body, but could you put some hair on mine? And can I be about maybe 60 pounds lighter? You know, there's nothing wrong to ask God that, right? He's got one made for you. I don't know what it looks like, but I do know one thing. It's better than this one. Hallelujah. Until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Come on, let's give him some praise and glory. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And sometimes when God speaks to us, it can be frightening. It can be frightening, especially when we hear about the lake of fire. And then unbelievers will be cast in there. Those who live in an abominable life that, has rejected the love of God, who's rejected the cross, and who walks in darkness, and then they die without Christ. That is frightening to know that that person will stand before the white throne judgment. How many don't want to stand before the white throne judgment? I know I don't. Well, guess what? If you're washed in the blood of the Lamb, you won't stand there. Can I get amen? Oh, thank you, God. Yeah, there are some things that are frightening in the Word of God. But God said, hallelujah, I am with you. I will never leave you. So since Moses left Egypt as a fugitive, the thought of returning for such a daunting task must have filled him with fear. Who would say to him that, what do I tell him? That who sent me? But the Lord assured him by revealing his name. You see, no one knew who God's name was back then. So he told Moses, just tell him this. God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. My goodness. Thank you, Lord. God said, I am that I am. That's all God has to say. Listen, God don't have to give nobody an explanation. But he said, just say, I am that I am. Praise God. That alone is powerful. I am that I am. Wow. Because it was never said before like that. And so he had to like, whoa, okay, Lord. Okay, God. Man, God is good. How many believe that God is good? So saints, and he is the sovereign God of all the universe who controls all things. Say that with me. All things. One more time. All things. And sometimes the thought of obeying the Lord can fill us with fear, but it shouldn't. We should be filled with faith. But we have the same assurance Moses had. When we realize that the one who calls us is the great I am, it should calm our fears and give us the courage to obey and to know him. Let me say this. Once we became saved and now we're a child of God, this is how you need to now look at the position that he has placed you in now. Yeah, we still live in National City, Paradise Hills, and East San Diego. Yeah, we live in still in places where we grew up in. I get that. But your spiritual position and your position that God sees you in is totally different than the position you once had. Can I get an amen? So when the enemy comes and he tries to come and bring you fear, man, you throw this right back at him. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you might proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Who once were not a people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. We are all grace and mercy's kids. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. None of us deserve this great salvation. There was nothing you and I could have done to save ourselves. It had to be Jesus and Jesus alone. Can I get amen? That's right. He went into the highways and byways. That's right. He went into the back alleys. He went to everywhere to find you and to find you and to find you and to find me. Can I get amen? And that's right. He goes everywhere. And not just in the downtrodden areas. Man, he goes in a Rancho Santa Fe. He goes everywhere. Hallelujah. He's not a respecter of person. Rich or poor, he's there for us all. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We serve a mighty God, a wonderful God, a precious God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And then when you read and read and read it, and you make it a good habit of reading his word and listening to him, you'll start seeing the promises for you. How many love promises? How many of us broken promise? I think the biggest promise that's been broken in the history of mankind is when we came to the altar. Oh, I do. I do. I really do. I really, really do. And then the next day, oh my gosh, I really don't. Oh, come on. Can I get amen? Amen. Especially when you find out, hey, that person needs to brush their teeth too, huh? Come on. Promise. The Lord also gave Moses a promise saying in Exodus, look at this. So he said, I will certainly be with you. And this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. That was a promise that God made him. You go there and just say, I am with you. You will come back with my people. Listen, how many of you can honestly say that within the last year or so that you've been in a really hard trial? Okay. So here's a promise from the Lord. Write this on your Bible or write it on your heart. Write this on your heart. In Hebrews, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things you have. For he himself has said, I will never what? Leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. I don't care what you're going through right now. He is with you. He is with you. Hallelujah. When things look bleak, man, when they look dark, hallelujah. When some of you have kids or nephews and nieces that are out there running in the world right now, hallelujah, you need to proclaim the goodness of God and say, God, I know you have called them and I know you will bring them into the household of faith. Hallelujah. Don't stop praying. Can I get amen? Don't give up because he is with you. He will never, never, never leave you. Hallelujah. And then once you start receiving his promises, you'll start to walk in assurance. That's what God wants. He wants you to walk in assurance. He wants you to know that we are assured and secure in Christ. Listen, I know we can fail one another, but I always look at it like this. Don't have your eyes on man. Keep your eyes on God. Can I get amen? Man can fail you, but God will never fail you. Can I get amen? That's our hope. That's our strength. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. In God's word, we find instructions regarding what to do. Insight into his identity, assurance of his presence with us. Although we may at times, saints, feel forsaken because of our circumstances, we must rely on the truth rather than feelings. Because if you're walking in feelings, this morning you may be feeling really good. And tonight, man, you're the monster. And it's like, who is this person? That wasn't the same person this morning. See, God don't work like that with us. Aren't you so blessed that God is level-headed? He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, God. So he gave God assurance. He gave Moses. Look at this. God gave Moses assurance. But I know that the king of Egypt will not permit you to go except under compulsion. So I will stretch out my hand and strike the Egypt with all my miracles, which I shall do in the midst of it. And after that, he will let you go. I don't care what the doctor has said.
That's right.
Doctor says, well, you got but maybe 3 years. Doctor said, well, it looks like you're going to need 10 more meds. We need to believe that God will stretch out his hand and heal you from your inward parts, because he formed your inward parts. We just read that earlier. And I'd rather believe God. And I believe when we do an altar call here, I need you to come up with every need, and you give it to God. Say, here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. And we're going to have a prayer team to come up, and we're just going to lay hands. Yes. Hallelujah, we're almost there. Hang on. Strap in your seatbelt. We're coming in for not a crash landing, but a landing. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And so Moses had the assurance. And guess what? God is able to speak to us to any circumstance. Can I get an amen? Any circumstance. The Lord often works through our circumstances in order to teach us to trust Him. The situation Moses was facing required a great trust in God. Delivering millions of Hebrews would only be possible because of the great I Am that was with him. Today we have the Holy Spirit indwelling within us to empower you and I to bring us to a place of obedience to do whatever God says. But that's the key. Learn to obey God. You know, when you receive the goodness of God, reject the culture of the world. Can I get amen? I'm not going to blast a church, but there was a marriage retreat this church had. And you know, saints of God, it was a church function. But then they went into the dining area. And all they had was worldly DJ and an open bar. What? That's not obeying God. For some had delivered those. Hallelujah, that were alcoholics, man. Why do you want to put them back and have them lick up his vomit again? It's like a dog going back to his vomit. Listen, if God has delivered you, now walk sanctified, holy, hallelujah, and righteously before God. Can I get amen? Jesus, we need you, God. Every circumstance, he's there to help us and to deliver us. Can I get amen? God is so good. He's worthy. Look what God's word says. I'd rather believe God now. Come on. That was fee 101, but look at what God says here. Casting all your care upon him. For what? For he cares for you. So he says, be sober. Be sober. And not just being sober of alcohol, but be sober of the culture of this world. Because this world wants to get you drunk on all the ungodly things that it is now demonstrating to this generation that we live in. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, walks around, old Slewfoot himself, walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So here's the key for you and I, saints. Resist him. Steadfast in faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood around the world. Around the world, everyone's going through. We're not immune. They're not immune. They're all going through. Knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to an eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while. Some of us are going to suffer for a while. Amen. We don't want to hear that part. We just want to say, yeah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No, sometimes we're going to suffer some things. Can I get amen? Yeah. Jesus suffered at the cross. Yeah. There's some things that we will have to endure. But look what it says. After you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Hallelujah. God wants to strengthen us and settle us. Can I get an amen? So after you've gone through, now you can testify and help a brother and sister. You know what? I've been there. Now you can help them. Now that you can help them grow. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Coming in for that close. So God has, do you know that God has a goal for you? Look, he has a goal. For Moses, the goal was clear. Set God's people free. The Lord never calls us to do anything which he does not have a reason, a purpose, or a goal. When he doesn't reveal to us what it is, that's when you must trust him. How many know why Jesus came? Why did he come? Okay, yes. Ultimately, he died for our sins. But what was the first thing that he proclaimed when the book of Isaiah was given to him? First time he spoke in a synagogue. It's right here. The Spirit, okay. The scribe, the Pharisee, the rabbi told him to come up and read. And so Jesus read this so that all can hear. And it was written down in the Gospels. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty of the captives and the recovery of the sight of the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And if you look at that a little deeper, hallelujah, he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He's not talking about people that have no money, poor in spirit, broken. Why? Because they were under the tyranny of religious folks who didn't care about their need. But Jesus came and showed ultimate care. He cared about our needs. He came to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. So many promises that we talked about have been broken. So many heartbreaks and issues of life. He came to heal those things. Those things that when we thought that were so precious and then they became broken in our lives. Unfulfilled promises and relationships that have gone awry and you name it, the list goes on. But he came to heal that aspect of your heart, to proclaim liberty to the captives. All of us were captivated to something. For me, I was captivated to drugs and alcohol. He had to set me free. I was a slave. I was a captive 30 years ago. Some of you can look back and say, man, God delivered me from such a hideous life. Hallelujah. And he didn't allow me to die. He allowed me to live and to have life more abundantly. And then the recovery of the sight of the blind. Many of us, we had physical eyes, but we didn't have spiritual eyes to see. This is not about physical eyesight. This is about spiritual eyesight, where we were dead to sin. We were dead. And God had to quicken us. He had to open up our eyes to see, hallelujah, who he was. Thank you, God. I like to say it like this. Before I got saved at the age of 30, but from birth to 30, I was like a dead man in a coffin, spiritually dead. And then he came and he quickened me. And when he opened my eyes, all I saw was him, and I ran to the cross. He woke me up from my deathbed. Come on. And I got up and I ran to the cross and I embraced him. I saw nothing else but him. Why? Because he gave me eyes to see and ears to hear. Yeah. Out of all them years, I was a knucklehead. And yet God, hallelujah, God did the miraculous in my life and he did the miraculous in your life. And so never forget, saints, let the word of God be unforgettable. Hallelujah. Don't ever forget. Can I get an amen? When Moses was in Egypt, he was running for his life in order to courageously return. He needed to remember that the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, was with him. And this is what it said in Exodus right here. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial name to all generations. So we need to have God's word always continually reassure us. And God will always reassure us. How many believe God will always reassure us? To further reassure Moses, the Lord promised that the people would not leave empty-handed. Thank you, God. Look what God did. Not only did he send Moses to set them free, he says, I'm going to fill up your bags with goodies. You know, we serve a mighty God. When he saves us, he doesn't leave us vagabonds. Man, he starts to bless your life. He starts to open up doors that no man can shut and shut doors that no man can open. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Then all of a sudden, we're walking in the favor of God. God will give you his favor. Look what he did when Moses obeyed. He says, I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall be with you when you go, that you shall not go empty-handed. But every woman shall ask of the neighbor, namely of he who dwells in the house, articles of silver, articles of gold, clothing you shall put on your sons and on your daughters, so you shall plunder the Egyptians. Did you catch that? These people that had their foot on their necks. Now God says, you're going back there and you're going to plunder them and come back with a bag full of goodies. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve. Can I get amen? God will take away from the wicked to give to his people. Can I get amen? And that's what he did. Thank you, God. So listen to this, saints of God. I want you to reassure. We close right here. Never think. I've been to many denominations. I see how they operate. And a lot of them say, well, if you go too far, God will take away your salvation and send you right into hell. What? Look what the Bible says. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall what? Never. Say that with me. Never. What? Never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. I don't care what religious organization says. Oh, well, you know what? He'll just send you as a believer right into hell. Jesus says, none of them, no one can snatch them out of my hand. Look at this. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. And no one's able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Case closed. Man, the judge will close it. He'll hit the gavel. Bam. Case closed. Can I get amen? Is it case closed? Come on, give them praise and glory. Hallelujah in the house. Brother Josh, are you still here in the house? Man, I'm telling you, when you get into God's word, hallelujah, he's got all the assurances. He's got all the blessings. Read the stories of how God delivered many of them. And remember how he has delivered you. Yes. Can I get amen? Amen? Praise God. Let's all stand right now. I'm going to ask Sister Tammy, Brother Angel, Brother G, Sister Linda, if you want to come up with us. We're forming a line right here. And anyone right now, I don't care what you're going through, all of us right here have been raised up by God to lay hands, to give a word of comfort, to get a word of encouragement, to know that God has never left you nor forsaken you, that God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that he could ever think and ask and hope for. I want you to leave this place knowing, hallelujah, that God has spoken to you and that God has touched you. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just any one of us, come to the line. Amen. If you're listening right now on the internet, and maybe you just were surfing the net, you came across Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, and you're hearing this message right now, and you may not even know who Jesus is, I'm going to ask you right now to pray with me that God will show himself mighty to you. He will come and visit you right now by faith. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I do believe that you died for me. I believe, God, that the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. And on the third day, you rose again to give me life and life more abundantly. Lord Jesus, forgive me now, God, of all my sins. Come into my heart and make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I'll do my best to serve you, Lord,
all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed this prayer by faith, God, through the authority of His Word, has saved you. I pray that you would find a Bible-believing church and that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of our sermons, all of our notes, all of our PowerPoints are free at charge. Just download them from your computer and be blessed.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.